Om Shanti, very good morning. Good morning. Is the translation okay? Just wave if it is okay. All right, translation? Not ready yet. Okay. Just wave if this is okay. Is it? Yeah, I think so. Because this is an interactive, it's okay, interactive session, and you would interact with one another. So if you can sit with your translation, your language group would be easier for our session, the second part of the session. So those Tamil speaking, sit together. French speaking, sit together. Thai group. What other groups we have? Korean, yeah. Russian. Well, please sit with your language group, and if you can move now, that would help us. Even though you have your FM sets, it's good because you would interact with those in the same language as you are speaking. Okay, can we start? Looking at your faces, I know you must have experienced a wonderful meeting with Bab Dada yesterday, isn't it? Raise your hand if you had a wonderful, beautiful meeting. Yeah, I'm sure all of us did. So Bab Dada has emphasized a lot. In fact, he spoke a couple of times. Keep congratulating us. Congratulations, Mubarak, 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 on the occasion of holy and on the children becoming holy. Did you count how many times Bab Dada gave congratulations to us? No? I think there are more than 10 times throughout the Murli. I was observing and I was noticing that it was nearly 10 times Bab Dada congratulated us. Mubarak, Mubarak. It is one thing Baba congratulated us, but he had such high vision. He had such elevated feelings on all the children, and especially the children being pure, being holy. And in particular, I also noted down four aspects that Baba was noticing and saying that the children themselves know about these four aspects of being holy. The first thing Baba said is that holy children are lovely. Do you hear that? I'm sure you heard that. Holy children are lovely. And children, every child knows, not just children, Baba said every child knows their stage of being holy, of being pure, and inspiring others to be holy. So such high vision he's looking at us, that we ourselves know of our stage of purity, our stage of holiness. And the third thing Bab Dada said was that in our, that we remain holy in our faces. Those children who remain holy reveal it in their faces that they are completely, they are deeply absorbed in Baba's love. Do you feel that? How Baba said that those children who are holy, who are pure, reveal it on their faces and that they are absorbed in Baba's love. And the fourth thing that Baba said about holy, about the children, is that each child knows. Not that we do not know, but was it each child know to what extent we have become holy, pure, in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions, our contacts and relationship. So with respect to being holy, Baba mentioned it not exactly at the beginning, but throughout the holy, he mentioned these four aspects about us. And I'm not sure whether you also realize it, that how many blessings Baba gave us throughout the Murli. Of course, the whole muli is a blessing, but in, again, four particular aspects, Baba blesses with such love deep from his heart. He blesses us. The first thing he blesses is that Baba said through the drishti of the eyes, Bab Dada is celebrated a meeting with everyone. Through the drishti of the eyes, Bab Dada is celebrating a meeting with every child. And his feeling is that every child has this feeling of celebration with such joy, with such love, with great splendor, every day, constantly. So isn't that a blessing? That he blesses us that every day, not only at Amrit Vela, but at every moment, that we celebrate a meeting through the eyes with Baba. And the second thing Baba said is that he blessed us, that we move forward in every subject. I was very touched because Baba really have such high hopes in us and want us really to move forward. And not only that, Baba said, I am with you in this. Not that we have to move forward. Yes, we have to, because he doesn't have to claim a high status and go to golden age. We have to make that effort. But he gave us such assurance that, child, I am with you in this. So this, I feel, is a great blessing for us. And the third thing that he said is that at Amrit Vela, Baba wants us, Baba wishes us to be an intense effort maker. Be intense effort maker form at Amrit Vela. And that feel Baba's hand of blessing over our head. Such blessing only in this conference age that Baba gives to us. Not sure you felt that. I felt that at that moment that Baba's hand was on me. Even though I was not near, I was quite far away, that Baba's hand was on me. Child, you are an intense effort maker. So this is the third blessing I got from him yesterday. And the third one, which is most obvious, which we heard that Baba is giving us as a gift. I'm sure you all know that. You won't miss that. Anyone got that? The third and the most obvious one is that Baba said he wants us to be most powerful. This is a very powerful blessing, which he said is also a gift for us, and that be an embodiment of success. Be an embodiment of success. Because, child, success is your birthright. Isn't it beautiful, wonderful? And so Baba gave us these four blessings. Of course, we saw also how lovely Baba played with us, colored everyone, tried to throw toli onto us, gave us toli. And he was like with us, playing and sharing and giving so much love. And the beautiful moment also I saw was when Daddy Janki went up and Daddy looked at Daddy Goza, Daddy Janki, and such love in between the eyes, and they hugged each other. Isn't that beautiful? Only at Sangam Yuk can we see such beautiful scenes. So yesterday was a very short and essential meeting, but I felt we should not just take the words. Words are important. The muli is important. The points of knowledge are important. The blessings are important, but how much we felt it in our hearts. What was the experience like? So we need to activate both our right and left brains. And we listen, sometimes we listen only with the right brain, and we catch the points and the words. But it's good to enable those points, those words, those blessings to sink deep into our hearts, so that it is with us, and become an embodiment of those blessings. Become an embodiment of those points. So would you like to take that with you? Is it okay? Everyone with me? And so can we have the red light? And I'm going to go through that with a few questions so that you can reflect, you can think about yesterday's scene in the silence of your mind. Recall that beautiful scene and see what you feel. What are your experiences? I'm going to go through that in a very reflective, meditative way. The translation sisters and brothers would have that slip of paper with you. Yeah, you have that? And you don't need to write it down. I would suggest that if you leave everything beside you on the chair next to you, don't hold your bag. Just have a pen and paper and your translation FM. And just go in the silence of your mind to reflect and to feel. And I'm going to guide you through this meditative process. Everyone clear with me? Is it okay? Who is not clear? You can raise your hands now. You don't need to write because we are going to give you these questions afterwards, the second part of this session today. So what you nearly need to do is just listen to me. I'm going to go through very slowly and then you think about and then you just note down what is in your mind, what is in your feelings, what really touch you. Okay, can we start? Okay, I sit here very silently, totally relaxed and free from all thoughts. And in this silence of the mind, I recall the beautiful scene of last night, the wonderful meeting, the wonderful celebration with Bab Dada last night. And so in this silent moment, I ask myself, what feelings emerged? What feelings emerged inside me listening to Bab Dada Smurli and celebrating that wonderful meeting with Bab Dada? So what feelings emerged inside me? You can note it down in your notebook. What feelings emerged in my heart for Bab Dada, for the Murli, for the whole gathering? How did I feel? And next, having such wonderful feelings, what experienced, what experiences I had during last night's meeting? What was my experience or experiences last night. Is it one of belonging to such a wonderful family? One of absorbed in love with Baba? Whatever it is that you felt, you experienced last night, you can note it down. In this silent atmosphere, let me recall what points especially touched me. There were a number of points that Baba mentioned, but which point particularly touched me? Recall that now. Which point or points of the Moli that touched my heart? You can also note that down. And next, if you can summarize in one or two or three sentences last night's Moli, what would you say? If you are asked to summarize, to put in an essenceful form last night's Moli, in just 2 to 3 sentences, what would you say? And last question, last point to reflect is, now picture, visualize yourself practically applying last night's Moli in your life. Imagine that you, those points of Moli that have touched you, and you're applying it in your daily life. Describe in what way, would your attitude, your thoughts, your feelings, and your relationship, in what way would it be different? So, picture yourself using those points that Baba have given in the Moli last night, and how it would affect your attitude, your thoughts, your feelings, and your relationship with others. How it would have helped you. Again, note that down, because in the next session, we're going to interact with one another, to explore with each other, to go deeper into Baba's Muli, so that we can apply it in our lives. Is everyone done? Okay with that? Or you need one more minute or one more second? The language groups, are you okay? Alright. You are ready for the next session? Okay. Okay. Now Sister Ruth will explain to you how to go about for the next session. Okay, Sister Ruth.
Om Shanti, good morning. I can see that that reflection has made some of you a little bodiless. The eyes were closed and you were drifting away. So we're going to continue with the idea of right brain and left brain with a little exercise I learned at Peace Village, which is very good for waking us up and connecting and helping us to touch base with our feelings. Now, I'm aware there's no translation for Korean. Yeah, no translation. So a little bit later, we can deal with that. The English readers can translate, and you can have your own time. So just wait. Any other language with no translation? Perhaps it's asking that question is not the right way to find out, but come to one of us for some help later. So, an exercise. I'll have to put down the mic. I'm going to stand up and demonstrate. And you'll be able to stand up and do the same. You're going to stretch your arms and make a figure of eight. And this is a, don't ask me why it works or how it works, but it's very good for energizing the body. So, just watch and copy. Make sure you don't bump anyone when you do it. Do you feel a little bit more awake? Good. We've got some helpers who are going to come around with slips of paper with five questions that Sister Celia read for you. So if you could sit down, make sure each person has a slip of paper. We can pass them along the lines. Give a wave if you still need a piece of paper. The translators have these questions. All the questions are in English on the papers. So maybe the Korean family, if you could actually move to a space where you can sit together. Those of you who can read English and translate into Korean, please translate the questions. Then you can join the discussion in Korean, and you can give feedback in Korean. No problem. These are the same questions. Give a wave if you still need a paper. Anyone need a paper? Thank you. People coming in, if you're joining the session until 12 o'clock, come forward and take a paper with five questions on. Otherwise, you're welcome to sit and watch at the back. Thank you. So, For the next part, you're going to be in a group of three. A group of three, and you're going to discuss the questions together in your own language. Maybe you have some answers already from the reflection. Maybe you want to look at the questions again with new eyes now. So please make a group of three. Three people who speak your language. If you don't have a partner, come to the front and our helpers will help you find a group. Groups of three. And you have until 11:45 to talk about the questions. Actually, we've got different times on the clocks. Make it 11:50. 11:50. You need to be back in your seat, ready for sharing. So groups of three, please. Yes. English. Someone who needs two partners speaking English. English. So if you need a partner, come to the front or give a wave and we'll help you find a partner who speaks your language. You have until 11:50 on these clocks for your discussion. Five questions. Choose the questions you like best. So, discuss until 11:50 and then be ready for sharing and the final part of the workshop. Thank you, helpers. You can join a group now. Thank you. Om Shanti. If you could finish your conversation for the time being. If you have more to say, maybe you can have lunch together and continue. But for now, we'd like to take the next 10 minutes or so to hear any sharing that some of you might want to make with the whole group. But we're going to do it in a very essenceful way. Rather than a long sharing, I would like you to think about maximum 6 words to sum up your feeling. So a maximum of 6 words to summarize what you want to share. So, Not yet. So, you have 5 questions. You don't have to share about all of them. Your sharing might simply be 5 or 6 feelings or impressions or a sentence such as, success is my birthright. 4 words. I believe success is my birthright. I know. Now, the way you say those 6 words will carry a beautiful vibration that we'll leave in the hall when we leave. So just take a moment now just to reflect for yourself. If you had to summarize in 6 words your experience or part of your experience, what would those words be in your own language? And then, in your own time, if you would like to share those words with connection and feeling with the group, you can come and make a line by the microphone over here at the front. So we'll have a line of people who are going to silently stand and then take turns to share. And when we listen, we're going to catch the beautiful vibration of that sharing. So in your own time, you will walk forward and wait for your turn. 6 words in your own language. I'll put another mic here. So, yes, thank you. This mic, and then a second mic here so we can have a line here so that it's quick sharing. Thank you.
6 words, yeah? Mm-hmm. Mubarako, Mubarako, Mubarako. That's 3 words. He says, fill your apron. Feel that your apron is full of Mubarak, Mubarak, Mubarak.
Thank you.
I just felt it was such a happy Murli, and Baba was just, you know, flying and making us fly. He was so simple, wasn't he? The whole day was spent around Mubarak, Mubarak, Mubarak.
Thank
you. Me, yes, that's what it was. 6 times, 100 times, Mubarak.
Thank you. One hand waves. Come. It would be lovely to hear some other languages. If you share your words, 6 words with feeling, we'll catch the vibe. Don't be shy. Come. Just make a line. Come. Make your way down, and then we don't have a long wait in between, and more people have a chance. Thank you. 6 words, brother.
Мы святейшие дети святейшего Отца.
Thank you. One more time. Can you hold the mic close?
We are holiest children of holiest Father.
Thank you. Beautiful. The vibration, the bhavna that was said with. Please come if you'd like to share. Next, please.
Om Shanti. I feel totally absorbed in love, blessed, feel empowered, excited, and fulfillment.
Thank you. Please keep coming.
Joyous, loveful, empowered, all day support, victorious.
Thank you.
Shanti, eu sou sagrado e puro, Bhagavad é meu protetor.
Okay. It's okay. You, is this to finish and then you can translate. Thank you.
I am sacred and pure. Bhagavad is my protector. Success is my birthright. And a present from God.
Thank you.
And the blessings of Baba.
Blessings of Baba. And your own? Your sister?
Success is my birthright for sure.
Thank you.
Every day at Amrit Vela, remember the blessing that Baba gave us.
Thank you. Thai family, let's hear someone share in Thai language, please.
Om Shanti, Baba said, I'm with you. Success is my birthright. Blessings, blessings, blessings.
Thank you.
Baba cares about each and every child with a lot of love and respect.
Thank you.
Om Shanti, holy congratulations, embodiment of success, transform myself, and celebration with Baba from Amrit Vela and Lisi blessing a whole day and become pure. Thank you.
Thai. From Thailand, sister?
Yeah.
Do you want to share in Thai also for Thai family?
Om Shanti. ให้ทุกคนกลับมาบริสุทธิ์นะคะแล้วก็เปลี่ยนแปลงตัวเองอดีตก็คืออดีตที่ผ่านไปไม่กลับเอามาคิดใหม่นะคะแล้วก็ให้ช่วยให้ผู้อื่นกลับมาบริสุทธิ์แล้วก็เป็นรูปธรรมของความสำเร็จบาบาจะมาให้พรลูกๆทุกคนตั้งแต่อามาลีเวลาแล้วก็เราจะได้รับพรทั้งวันขอบคุณค่ะ
Thank you
Om Shanti Sri Lanka Sambunarani பாபா அந்த அமிர்த வேளையில என்ன தலையில ஆசீர்வாத கரங்களை வைத்துக் கொண்டிருக்கிறார் ஆசீர்வாதங்களை அருள் வருவதற்காக ஒவ்வொரு வினாடியும் அவர் என்ன பார்த்து கொண்டே இருக்கிறார் எனக்கு உதவி செய்வதற்காக வெற்றி எனது பிறப்புரிமை உன்னை மாற்றிக்கொண்டால் உலகம் தானாக மாற்றிக்கொள்ள முடியும் என்னை மாற்றிக்கொண்டால் உலகம் மாற்ற முடியும்
Thank you.
Happiness, joyous, all-embracing, victorious.
Thank you.
Felicitaciones, felicitaciones, felicitaciones. Pasado es pasado. Yo soy autoridad todopoderosa.
So, felicitando. Ooh, can't say it in Spanish, but thank you, sister.
Baba said, congratulations, success, your birthright. Good night, let's play.
Thank you, brother. So we're going up to traffic control. Maybe this will be the last one. Thank you, brother.
Actually, when I saw the first Baba's wet eyes, I had a feeling that he's saying, not let me down. And then actually when he said that, don't forget my gift, actually. So that is when I caught that moment again.
Thank you. Maybe one.
So we're going to end the session in a very beautiful way. Did all of you see how Baba blessed Sarada Didi last night? Translation, okay. Sarada Didi is 50 years in Gujarat, 65 years surrendered, and 75 years... Sorry, 50 years in Gujarat, 60 years surrendered, and 75 years body age. And Baba, so much love, so much feelings of respect, gave Sarada Didi the hand of blessing. Do you see that, all of you? Everyone? So now, while the music is being played, visualize yourself, each and every one of you, Baba's hand of blessing over your head. That scene, not Sarada Didi, but you. Baba has so much love, so much hope, so much feelings for each and every one of us. So while the music is being played, sit in that beautiful, beautiful hall, diamond hall, and on the stage, you are the one. Sorry, you were the one whom Baba was blessing. Can we do that and finish this session like that? And if you need to discuss further, you can continue during lunchtime. So we're going to end the session like that, with this beautiful, powerful blessing from Baba. Okay? Om Shanti. Visualize going up onto the stage, walking gently, slowly like an angel, and you're standing right in front of Bab Dada now. Bab Dada is giving a lovely drishti, a meeting through the eyes. Bab Dada's eyes are moist with feelings of deep, deep love. Love from the bottom of his heart. My sweet child, you have come. And now, Bab Dada is placing his right hand over your head, and you are gently bending forward, and Baba is touching your head, blessing you, my sweetest beloved child. You are a victorious jewel, my sweetest beloved child. You are a victorious jewel. Success is your birthright. Success is your birthright. Feeling so much love, you open your eyes and look at Bab Dada again. Such beautiful, powerful love in that powerful drishti. As if it has taken all, whatever that is in your heart, whatever blockages, whatever that is holding you up to now, you are free. You are blessed and much loved. By Bab Dada. And as if floating in the air, flying like an angel, you slowly glide away across the stage back to your seat, feeling so wonderful. carry this feeling with you as you go out for lunch, throughout the whole day, throughout your whole life, that Baba is with you always. Om Shanti.